Minnesota vibes. It's the Carolina Kings, boy.
You already know what it is, your boy EA.
Hey, it's your boy Chuck Too Nice.
Mr. Carolina King.
Oh, hey, y'all know the vibe.
Y'all know the vibes. I messed it up again.
Fuck the intro up. It's cool. They know who we are, though. So, what's up?
That's what I'm saying. They should know by now. You know what I mean? They should know who it is. They should know I'm messed stuff up, too, from time to time. But that's how it is. Players mess up from time. You know?
We'll get the intro right one time. But it's all good.
Players what's mess up and drop Moran. They ain't never getting old.
Fire.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to bring some energy, man. You know,
I got you.
The first part, we intro together, reintroducing ourselves. Second part, we're trying to get the training wheels and the dust and the rust off. Now I'm ready to just go, bro. I'm ready to just get to it.
Training wheels, bro. Speak for yourself.
Oh. Yeah, I don't speak for myself, man. My bad, everybody. I mean, I didn't know you was doing some grade A podding, so my bad. I ain't mean to step on your toes.
I appreciate you.
All right, so what's on this week's BS meter list? Thingy thing.
Ooh,
you love this stuff.
Yeah, you're damn right, because I know some real BS around this month. So,
I know some just, real.
I don't know if it was a podcast or if she's a, I don't know what she is, but chick named Megan James. She did an interview with Young Jock last week, and she asked the question, how do you stay so relevant with only one hit?
Right. How do you?
Like, Jock done did some wild stuff, especially with all that hairstyles and all that stuff, but the man got more than one hit. And during his run, he was killing features. So I'm pretty sure old girl, she probably might be around what she might be about 22. She got to be around that age, around that generation. She didn't grow up with us in that Young Jock era.
Oh yeah, because she was probably like 4 or 5 or 6 years old when he was popping.
Exactly. So as a interviewer or whatever she's got to be an interviewer because she was interviewing somebody. You have to do your research before you go in, you know what I'm saying, ask a question like that. And she said she ain't meant no disrespect. But when you kind of call somebody like a one-hit wonder and they have more than one hit, you know what I'm saying? That's, to me, that's disrespect. I don't know what anybody else calls it.
So I got two questions. I ain't stepping on you. You finished? Are you? You got more on it?
No, go ahead.
Okay. First thing is like, so are you offended by her comment? And two, you think RC John need somebody to stand up for him or something? What's up? Like, bring it down and make it make sense.
You say you need somebody to stand up for him.
I mean, Auntie Jock, did he set us straight? What did he say?
He just told her he had more than one hit. He didn't get too crazy about it. I guess he realized, you know, what her age was or what era she from. So he was real professional about it. I don't have to be professional about it.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Why I got to be professional about it?
I didn't say you did. I just want to know.
That's just like if somebody comment and say something negative about T-Pain. I'm going to ride it down with T-Pain to the end, bro. The man, the legend in my eyes. I mean, I ain't hit together.
I mean, I don't think it's like, I mean, to me, it's the disrespect, if you want to call it that. It's been so out of control over the past 5 to 10 years that it's almost expected in my mind now. Like, younger people are not going to know or not even take the time to research people when they're talking to them and speaking to them, even though they got like a whole computer in their hand and their back pocket. They just don't do it. You know what I'm saying? They go off of what they know or what they what's relevant to them, and then that's all they do. They take it as Bible. So it ain't. It's kind of whack that he would do all that, but I don't think it's even more any more salacious than, you know, Michael B. Jordan and L'Oreal with the corny thing. You know what I'm saying? I think that has more beef to it than this, but I mean, at the end of the day, it's Jock, bro. I mean, he had a little run. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I love some young Jock, but I mean, it's levels to everything. He ain't T.I. You know what I'm saying? He ain't Ludacris.
But,
you know what I'm saying? But he also, he ain't Hurricane Chris. Feel me?
I guess what I got kind of annoyed at is that, like,
cause you old.
I mean, no, nigga, you old too. But no, I guess what my shit was is like, do your research before you start asking. 7 years before you say something like that, like do your research, get the history. Right? If you only know, I mean, there's only one song you heard of. And that's it. I mean, go do some more research and see what other songs he had, what other features he had, what else he had going on.
Yeah, and
it could be whoever, but just, I mean, I guess just in general, that shit kind of bothered me because, of you, I mean. Music,
I mean,
sucks.
I really do. But like I said earlier, like they're not doing that. They just are not, you know. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm just generalizing. Of course, they're accepting to the rules. And, you know, young journalists or young media personalities that do that work, you know, do put that time in. But I don't, for the majority of them, no, they don't really do that. And I can't fault her for that. I mean, at least she had the temerity to come back and apologize for it, you know, for a comment or not understanding that was incorrect. She did come back. She didn't double down on it or nothing crazy, so I gotta give her that. You know. But this truly is BS, though. What else you got for me, bro? I ain't gonna lie. That whole tsunami wasn't hitting, but that one song on there, that single, that's a good one. That's a good one. About that all the time, right? Yeah.
Next bit I want to talk about is that, like, so I got a question. You know how, like, they say somebody allegedly did this, allegedly did that. Now I ain't gonna say somebody, a public figure, somebody that's, you know what I'm saying, making money, be whatever, movies, music, whatever, athlete. It's alleged that they did something, but then they lose all the endorsements or whatever, commercials, whatever they got.
They get canceled. Like,
yeah, they pretty much. But they had been proven guilty.
Okay.
Like, how do you feel about, like, that situation? Because, I mean, I know how I feel about it.
This sounds like a Carolina King combo, but it's a good topic for me. I guess me personally, it's all circumstantial. I'm always say that. Everything has to have like context. You gotta understand what's going on. And not just look at everything as like one thing generic, but kinda like you gotta isolate it. Excuse me, you gotta kinda isolate it, you know, to figure out whether it's warranted or not. And depending on the person that happened to,
I got you.
They can come back.
I got you, yeah. So all right, so we're not gonna get. I just asked you how you feel on it. We can use that for a king.
Uh-huh.
With it, but the reason why I asked you that is because, old boy from Creed, Majors. You know, you saw where he got arrested for assault charge on his girlfriend. So he get arrested on that. And they pulling, you know, he just had that Army commercial that they pulling that commercial off and all. I'm pretty much trying to cancel him. Then his lawyer came back out later today and said the girl pretty much made everything up.
Like some scoring lovers type of thing.
Exactly. She, I guess they might have. What happened? What probably could have happened? They probably could have got into something. Then she wouldn't have said that mess. You know, it's crazy how you can get just get canceled from something that's alleged that hadn't even been proven that you did, and it could be that you didn't even do anything. To me, that's BS. You know what I'm saying? If the person's found guilty of that, it was like, oh, snap, you did it. Then you cancel them and take all that. But just because somebody come out and say that, you don't know if it's true or not. Like, you can ruin somebody whole. You can ruin the way somebody feed their family off just saying, lying and saying they did something they really didn't do it.
I mean, yeah, that's like, but that's the trend though. That's how, like, that's the zeitgeist for, you know, where we at.
Yeah.
Like, because, you know, you got a lot of people saying, believe all women, you know, believe women and what they say. You know, basically about the fact that, like, so many years, for like hundreds of years, women ain't never really get the benefit of the doubt, or was never, their claims were never taken seriously anyway. So I think it's like a overcorrection type thing. You know, we've gotten to the point where we believe everything first, especially in that kind of a situation of domestic assault or violence or whatever. And then after the fact, kind of wait, then the dust settles and things come out. You know, people start to then understand, like, oh, that's not really what happened or how it happened. But the damage is already done because, you know, people believe the sensational lie first, you know what I'm saying? And the retraction and apology is never as loud or, you know, never gets around as fast or as much as the truth, you know? Because that shit boring.
But yeah, the lie is more entertaining, brother. They're gonna call it out.
I wasn't even aware of this, bro. Like, I'm tripping. Because if y'all don't know, I just got back from L.A. You know what I'm saying? You know, I've been out here getting around, you know, doing my thing. So I wasn't even aware that I just got back from L.A., you know.
Been a Cali boy.
Yes, sir.
Group in a Cali, what it was? Cali boy?
Oh, my God. Yeah, my pale pimp voice came from Cali out there. Inglewood, Long Beach, Marina Del Rey. You feel me, Culver City?
Yeah, I can dig it. That's your pimp voice?
Yeah, that was my pimp voice. You want to hit again? Okay.
No,
I pimp voice, bro. You hear it, I'm real slick with it. You think I knew me? My weebilization? Come on, bro. Don't act like that. Pimp. Cold. Gang tight. L.A.
I ain't got no time.
You just gonna have to dead air space like that, bro. Okay. See how you doing? Now, if you bring energy and doing something different on the pod, I'll be all supportive. You know what I'm saying? Support me, bro. Show up for me like I should. You know what I'm saying? You know
with what? That baby ass voice?
Don't worry about it. Say what?
You should have had a voice like Debo or something.
Why? I don't equate Debo with LA. Like, I guess Friday, but that's it.
Okay. Not with that voice you just had.
What you mean? That's how DJ Quick sound. What you mean? In my mind, that's how DJ Quick sound. He don't? He sound different?
He don't sound like that. It's close.
Yeah. Can't be.
Anyway, moving on. What's up, y'all? Your cancel culture rant soapbox you want to go on. You got some more BS is stinking over there. I know you got some more.
I got some more BS.
I'm asking. I don't know if you do or not. And I guess I could step in to contribute something to it, but I thought you were doing a great job. I just wanted to, like, ride the hotels. You up here potting, bro. You dig? And I'm supporting right. You. You know, you got to feed the player when they hot. You know what I'm saying? You ISO'd up. You hot right now. I'm trying to feed you the rock.
I appreciate you, bro. No, I'm a shooter.
Sean, shoot.
But no, not really. No, I really don't have any more BS that's relevant.
Well, watch out. Move out the way. I got something real quick. People want to hear it. I think they do. Larsa Pippen said that she's going to get married to Michael Jordan's son. What's his name? I never even remember what the dude's name is. I think he played for UCF for one season a long time ago. Anyway, you know, they've been rumored to have been dating for a minute. Not even that long, but she already talking about she's trying to put screws on the homeboy. She want to get married.
Hey.
Yeah, me, her in the alternate all-white dress type situation. Even though she can't wear white, because she already got like two or three kids, but I don't understand that. But it's my understanding that she's open to it. You know, Mike finna sell that team and whatnot. You figure deals. She trying to get to that bank. But you know, it's gonna be in a trust anyway, but that's why she gotta get married, you know?
Yeah.
Crazy. Oh yeah, she said she can wear box braids because she's not white. If she's not white, what is she? Is she ambiguous like one of them Kardashians? Even the Kardashians are like Lebanese or something. What is she?
White. I'm being ignorant.
Spicy white.
Like, hey.
She's a spicy white. You know what I'm saying? She ain't white. She's spicy white.
Oh no,
that's crazy. She said, hey, don't worry about her. She don't even think of age the same way everybody else think of age. She think of age is the way, like, you know, it's just a number. People are mature, have their own different maturity level. I said, all right, you better tell that a lot to get that bag. Get off.
Y'all believe that white woman if y'all want to.
Age ain't nothing but a number, homeboy.
Yeah, that's what Pretty Ricky said back in the day.
Oh, man, don't get me started, Pretty Ricky, bro. It just, every time I hear that, it just takes me back to a time in my life when I was up to no good. I was nobody. I was terrible. Yo, it used to be these parties in college, bro. They had, like, a drinking fraternity and sorority that used to throw parties. And yep. Hear what I just said. They were drinking fraternities and sororities that threw parties. Like they were like, Absolute was the name of them. They would throw these parties, man. And all I know is when they got to that Pretty Ricky section of the party at the farm, oh my gosh. I had to find me somewhere to lock in for like 5 songs straight. They're going to play the whole album. Both of them. Well, by the time I got out of there, it's like I just rode a horse for the first time. I was sore. I didn't care, though. I had a fun.
Surprised anybody get pregnant doing that shit.
I can either confirm nor deny any of those actions happening. But what I know for me, as for me in my house, the boy just went there and had a good time. I ain't getting nobody. I ain't got no wow ass. All my girl, you dig? But... you know, you don't see everybody the next semester. Everybody know that. You see a lot of people that first semester, that second semester. Some people be like, what happened to so-and-so? Ah.
Don't know. Go home. That Pretty Ricky was in there playing.
That Pretty Ricky was on there. And you know, every time Spectacular came on, everybody was really getting to it because he was whack. So. I'm playing. Let me stop speaking on. But nah, I'm just saying, that just take me back. Yeah, that age ain't nothing but a number line. Like, that's what old men said to young girls. So her saying that and using it, it's still kind of a little pervy, but it's not going to ring the same because she's a girl. She's a woman. That's all.
Hey, what you got to do?
Yep. Your boy, your light skinned homie, having some issues with the tour tickets and stuff out here.
Yeah, that's Ticketmaster ass.
But it's still for his concert, his tour.
Yeah, that shit. Hey, they ass in trouble because I saw this shit. Man. How the hell $100 ticket? Who the hell paying $100 for a nosebleed?
I mean, they said that that was part of the official platinum package. But you paid for the name.
That's exactly what you're paying for.
But everybody want to go see Champagne Poppy. You know what I'm saying? Who don't?
Bro, I'm not sitting in the nosebleed for $400, though.
Bro, you gonna sit in there and nosebleed the phone and all the season, man, baby. Chop Poppy, dog. So he can sing his. He ain't gonna sing that song no more. I'm about to say, so he can say everything I'm doing brand new. But nah, that's way down. probably hit something on online, you know, off that new 21 Drake project. Her loss.
Bro, all these niggas charging a lot for their damn concert.
They are. They are. And it feels like the price hike, everything. Of course, it's fresh out COVID. Everybody value being outside around people, so they gonna take advantage of that. People gonna pay whatever to be out there, you did.
Yeah. But
secondly, it's like they're trying to create a new market for people. A concert is going to be like a TV event. Because you can still stream that concert from wherever, probably later on, you know, whatever, what have you, like Chris Rock festival. But at the same time, being there is going to be like, oh, you're going to pay to be here.
Yeah.
Since you can stream it and probably get better views and all, you know, better camera angles and stuff. But being there is going to be like the caveat, like, well, you were there. I know you basically. That's how I kind of see it. They're trying to set a precedent. Like, being here now means that you're going to pay for the experience.
That's what you're saying. Hey, that nigga Lil Wayne, they're going to be. Lil Wayne gonna be in the damn township. That shit $300.
The township? Oh my god.
Sorry, Weezy F.
Yeah. What? And I remember when you dropped that in the group, I was like, not finna do it, not for Lil Wayne. I love Lil Wayne, but.
But that's the thing, the tickets wasn't that much at the beginning of that shit. The tickets had like $130 tickets. Of course, them shits was gone the first couple minutes. I don't even think it was a minute. I don't even think that shit. It's like people had that shit in their damn shopping bin thing on there or whatever. That shit was just like, I was like, what the hell? Ain't number $300 tickets left.
Yeah, shopping cart bin thing online.
And then the Fillmore's charging all that shit. You got to stand up at that motherfucker. Charging all. I was like, yeah.
Yo, that's right. And you know what else is crazy? That y'all actually got a Fillmore. When did that? That's wild to me.
Charlotte.
Okay. It's not okay. Cool. Yeah. I ain't losing my mind like that. Yeah. Okay. I mean, but hey, all the drug dealers gonna be there. All the finesses and spinners gonna be there. They gotta spend money on something. With so many bags and cars and stuff you can pay for, you want to go to the events now.
You better be strapped up. That's all I got to say.
Don't play around now. Or, you know, at the very least, you got to know when to get out there, because, you know, you can't stay to the last song all the time. You know what I'm saying? You got to learn to beat it and get up out of there.
Good situation awareness.
Hey, but I ain't going to hold you. Oh, yeah, situation awareness is a good one. But I ain't going to hold you. I'm trying to hear this out there, you know. It live in person, baby. It's gonna hit.
Ooh. What that is? I can hear it. Cut it up.
Well, I got feelings for you. Hope you ain't loving the crew. How many bodies you got? Pray it ain't more than a few.
I'm trying to hear that live, bro. Drake tone that fast. The way. Make me feel these things. I know he's gonna come on that tone deaf as hell, think he really blowing. God, but shout out to
people. He ain't got to get C notes.
Say what?
But that nigga said before, he ain't got to do nothing but hit C notes.
That's it. He ain't never lied, dog. All I gotta do is hit C notes. Shout out to the vice president, you know. I rock with him. Long way. I want to rock right now.
You pay $400 for that?
I just want to rock. I did. Yeah. My bad. What happened?
You pay $400 for that ticket?
Oh, no. I'm going to get streamed somewhere. I'm going to have a deal with somebody and make
$100.
It's gonna get streamed somewhere, whether it be YouTube or Apple TV. He's gonna be able to make another whole $500 million off that one stream deal. I'm not paying that. Let me go and edit my subscription fee, please, sir.
Oh, no. I watch that shit on YouTube.
Yeah. And just a little round us out of the BS, man. I talk about a Tax Stone, who was a prolific podcaster years ago. If you don't know if you remember this or not, remember that shooting that happened in New York, Irvin Plaza, years ago, when like Troy Ave was got shot and shooting back at somebody. Yeah, it was Tax Stone who was actually shooting him, or was found guilty of manslaughter for his role in that shooting. That was like 2016. The reason it made news to me, because Tax Stone, I mean, if y'all don't know, you need to go back and try to find some of the episodes he had on Loudspeaker Network. But bro was a brilliant podcaster. Like, he kind of had found his calling. It was early in the podcast world, but a lot of his sayings, the way he delivered his voice, everything was just, you know what I'm saying? He set the standard, you know what I'm saying? He was blazing the trail. But y'all caught up. Didn't know how to take it. He used to be on the streets. Didn't really know how to make that clean exit from being in the streets. His new career podcast kind of got caught up with the shooting. I think he ended up killing one of Troy's friends. And then also hitting Troy Ave. And of course, I think Troy Ave had to, you know, testify. That's part of a deal he probably made with the DA. But neither him nor they are not passing judgment on nobody. But it's sad for the black dude. You're going to get the manslaughter charge. I'm trying to see what kind of time he's looking at. I know he was found guilty. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't see what kind of time.
Yeah, because it was doing a TL concert. And then right after that, he started doing comedy. No, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm not seeing the time. But I just shouts out to every, not shouts out, but, you know, want to send condolences and prayers to the family of the, you know, the victim who, you know, was slain. Just a tragic event that happened that, you know, everyone is or has been trying to get past and get beyond. But yeah, Tax Stone, man. I was a really big fan of his. You know, still him. You know, I listen to his pods. Hopefully he's able to get through it. We get on the time of the sentence. But yeah, that's it. That's all I got for BS. And we can move on.
Yeah, we can definitely move on. Thanks for the last episode. Oh, he's talking about Ja Morant, all the stuff he had.
Cha-cha B.
He came back to the courts, man. They standing ovation, you know. They need him.
Well, that man had an ISS type of adventure. Boy, he did ISS for a
week. 8 games.
Yeah, 4 games times there. Or 6 games times there.
But you know it's all about money. He put butts in the seats, bro.
There you go.
That's all that's about. You already know that. And he really didn't do it like that. So I was like, all right.
They didn't investigate. I don't know all he did either.
You're right.
They did, but they were there. Well, we don't know if the gun was really his. He transported the gun. I don't really know how this thing did this.
Basically, they say that y'all ain't gonna mess up the church's money. We need to get this man back on the court.
Yeah, got to. Well, I'm telling you, man, I had ISS suspensions that was longer than that. You understand me?
I know I did. Summit Parkway. But ISS in my whole room.
So bad. Did middle school. And Miss Hall was an ISS teacher. I did a solid. No rehab.
Mr. Portee. He was trying to run for coroner every year. For his coroner wife. Make sure you tell your parents to go out and vote. Nigga, they not voting for you.
I remember seeing those signs, though. I thought he was getting traction. The signs were everywhere on that side of town.
Yeah, they getting that.
Yikes.
It is. Yeah. Man, Corner Watson been in the corner for how long? I mean, it's a black lady, not a corner. He done lost that. Years ago, it was a wrap. But yeah, I don't know what he was thinking about. But he's be on our ass. Man, this man had us one time. ISS, he had us go.
Cause y'all wouldn't vote for him. Y'all didn't tell y'all parents to vote for him.
He couldn't.
Y'all didn't tell y'all parents.
We could have told him. We were gonna say we ain't vote for him. But, yo, man, let me tell you about this man. This man gonna take us over to the pecan trees. Like he hand everybody a bag. We like, what the hell we about to do? Everybody a bag. He pick a stick up. He throwing a stick up in the pecan trees, and the pecans falling down. So I pick up my pecans. Nigga, we supposed to be doing, and they doing worksheets. Picking up pecans, bro. Like, yo, what the hell going on?
That's something you do with your grandfather or your least favorite uncle. Like, you don't do that in class. You don't do that in school.
Man, he used to wear that top hat. Yeah, look, he was bald head, little top hat. And man, hand everybody a little Walmart bag.
You know, Mr. Planters?
Yes, boy. So we going on a field trip. I want to know how he knew those pecan trees been back there in the back of the summit like that, by the wood.
Yeah.
You know, they're throwing it down. I'm talking about, it was like seven of us.
You want to ask how he knew the pecan trees back there?
Yeah, I don't know how the hell he knew that shit was back there.
I want to know why you feel so comfortable and confident to take kids out of school classrooms and pick up people.
The times in the 90s, man. It was different.
Yeah, I
had eyes there so much, bro. He was so terrible. Man, being there, you know, you used to have the little wooden cubicles back then.
Yeah.
And we actually had pencil sharpeners. You had to go on the wall. You had to go turn the little thing and sharpen. So this man here, man, you better not just get up. Try to get up. People like, what you doing up, boy? Yo, man, my pencil, I need to sharpen my pencil. I don't got a point. Said, let me see your pencil. I still see some lead. You won't sharpen your pencil and get down to the wood, boy. Get back in that hole.
Get back in that hole is wild. Oh my God. What are you trying to say? Get back in there, bro. Like, come on. It's today prison, bro. Chill.
Get back in that hole, boy. Support you, bro. I can't write with this pencil like this. Man, you don't sharpen your pencil to get down to wood.
That's what I'm saying. Kids, they don't even understand that level of being micromanaged. Like, just being restricted. Like, they was trying to take your agency from you at all costs back then. Like, you had no say-so or individual. You don't sharpen your pencil to wood, boy. And there's nothing you can do about it. Ain't no note your pen can write, nothing. That's it. You got to deal with that craziness for the rest of the day.
Deal with that. I used to deal with that shit 2-3 days in a row.
Yeah, you was all the same, but I heard about you. I heard about you, bro.
But I'm better now.
I would hope so. You got kids at that age now.
I know, right? And that's why I was like, I was scared when the oldest school. I was like, damn. Hope this man ain't like I was. I ain't trying to be up here all the time. Oh my God. But Christopher good.
Yeah, I think he's all right, man. He's a good kid. A lot of people like him too.
He's a whole lot better than I was.
But anyway, I don't even know how we got on this tangent, bro. All we're saying is that John Moran really didn't do no real time. It was all a fix. They just want to get that man back on the court, scare him, let him know, hey, this will go horribly wrong if you don't straighten up. I think he got that. But to say that, like, it was a life-changing event, like, he really put some time in and some work to get some, to do some real life-changing things is the farce. Like I said earlier, I think another pod, maybe, yeah, he probably did connect the network from people that he can talk to going forward. But, yeah, all right.
He went to rehab for 2 days. or day, something like that.
Man, kids go to band camp longer than that, but all right, he did something. Moving on, let's move, bro, because he's an SD native, and I don't like talking greasy about it. It's crazy right now. Zion need to hurry up and get choppy, get his health together.
I thought he lost the weight he needed to lose.
Yeah, but I don't even know about him being fat. I just know he just can't stay healthy. He got that Anthony Davis thing early, though.
Yeah. Injuries suck.
Yeah. Yeah. Terrible. I just don't know. I don't know what he going to do.
What, nigga? He got bad feet or something?
I don't know. We should have talked to Larry Johnson before he got in the league. That's what we should have talked to. So grandma could have told you about that, all that jumping and coming down and somebody gonna mess you up. You know, he had a bad back after that.
Yeah, and you ran out of knee juice. So if your knee juice run out,
yeah. Yeah, knee juice, or you twerk your back, you know what I'm saying? Land wrong or come down. That's a wrap too. But yeah, definitely run that knee juice. That's Chris Webber. That's my man. When he had the knee juice, oh, you couldn't stop it. Chris Webber wasn't the biggest dude out there.
Kenya Martin, too. That nigga ran out of knee juice. He just faded away. All that dunk he did when J.K. was.
Yeah, he already had a knee surgery before he got to college.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Kenya Martin, you can tell he had knee juice. Look at his son. His son did the same thing he did. His Kenya Martin was like, what, 6'10"?
Yeah.
Doing the same thing his son was doing, getting up in the air like that. Yeah. He got it. It didn't come from just nowhere. Ian Martin Jr. got that from his dad. Well, I guess we don't already unofficially parlay into our next session about sports. So let's get to it. March Madness been going on. That's gonna be crazy, boy.
Hey, March Madness crazy. Boy, you see the Final Four?
Oh, it says like 2-5 seeds, a 9 seed, and a 2 seed in the Final Four.
2-5 seeds, a 4 seed, and San Diego State gonna play Florida Atlantic.
I can't believe Florida Atlantic made it to the Final Four.
It was 35-3. And then Miami gonna play UConn.
Yep, and that's the same Miami team that put my brother out the year before.
Yeah, with the Asian.
Same as that team. Got another year of getting better.
Oh, Wong, that's his name. Wong.
Yeah, Wong. He's the first black Asian guy I've ever seen in my life like that. That combo together don't normally just take me to like athletic.
Nah, I.
Maybe athletic as far as, like, you know that motherfucker can be able to dance. He can probably dance his ass off. But not, like, he's a football player. You know what I'm saying?
Just to me, I mean, just, man, when Vez said that, when Vez was like, yeah, somebody in the Asian, I was like, Asian? You know, Asian people? I remember the last name, I was like,
yeah, he came out there and gave them buckets at USC. Or against USC, rather.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know who he was guarding, but that was smart on them to get him in foul trouble because it probably was a lot worse killing him.
Yeah, man. I got to see his pull up step that game. It's official. It ain't a game. Yeah, so I know a lot of people brackets were ruined, but it is what it is. They've been leaning and going into this direction for the past few years, I guess the last decade or so, with all the talent kind of like usurping the NCAA, you know, different opportunities and different deals, different places. Like, it's been like the blue blood. I can't get that out. Are no longer the blue blood. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's parity in the whole thing, NCAA tournament. Now, anybody can literally show up and beat anybody because it's about team, chemistry, talent, and coaching. It's a combination of all of that now. You can't just say, oh, they're so-and-so, they're going to win.
About how you play that night. That's what I like about it's just like anybody get up in there. You mess around and be your number one. Well, we saw it. Number one or number two seed. You just have a bad night. Peace out. Maybe the team that beat you could beat them on a regular night. It all matter about tonight.
Yep, and a team like Florida Gulf Coast, like the thing about them is like, it's a Florida Atlantic. I said Florida Gulf Coast. Florida Atlantic, they don't win 30 games. You win that many games in a season, you know how to win. You're not really scared or nothing. No, you've been down, you've been up. You've been right there neck and neck. So that many wins, you know, 30 wins in a season for college basketball, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Y'all know how to win, and y'all trust each other. So it's gonna be hard to beat a team like that. But I digress. I don't digress. So what you got going on? You got some sports? You want to throw in the pot? You want to throw some in the saute? What's up? In the mix.
You know, Lakers in the play-in. I don't want to talk about that. No, but I saw
y'all beat the Suns, right? Yeah, the cheat to beat the Suns. That's what I heard.
What?
That's what I heard. I had to cheat to beat the Suns.
Okay, yeah, we cheated. You're right. Pay the rest.
That's your team. Talk about it.
I hadn't heard anything about that.
You didn't hear anything about the Suns organization, especially their coach Monty Williams taking problem with the ref. And they're called that game.
Nah, I didn't hear about that.
You wouldn't, because you were down. You're a hater. You know what? You're lying. Okay, go ahead.
I didn't hear about that.
It won fair. Lakers won. It won fair and square. Nobody said anything about any call. That is definitely not what we're talking about this past week. I know it for a fact.
Yeah, I didn't hear about that. Moving on.
What a loser.
No, but I did see Michael Jordan trying to sell them sorry ass Hornets.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. You think he's selling them because they're all-star, or you think he's selling them because he's just tired? I would think that's something that you just want to keep no matter how terrible they are.
Nah, I think he's just tired of it because I'm trying to remember.
I mean, they can get good after he died. I mean, I hate to say it, if you hold it like that, you just hand it to your kids. They can still get good.
But I really just think he's just trying to get the bread. He just wants the bread. Go on about his business.
Yeah.
To be honest, because I'm trying to remember how much they said he because he owns like, he had 65%. And he only paid.
We gotta take a break.
You wanna take a break? Can we get? Oh, we gotta pay bills. Do they really pay bills though when we take a break? I don't know, but we are gonna take a quick break. We'll chat to nice Carolina Kings. You know the vibe.
Go on me, man. We back. Had a little technical difficulties. Y'all don't know or not. You know, we're a little mom and pop. We engineer ourselves. So, you know, I had to take a little abrupt break. I had a Chuck moment where I had a little tiny bladder situation. So, you know, y'all forgive me. My bad. We back here. We're talking about Jordan, right? Telling the team, right?
I don't. I should make you start this shit over. But, you know, we're going to go back to it. So, what I was saying was,
you got a tummy.
Before Mr. Peabody had to go. So Jordan talking about selling sorry ass Hornets.
Yeah.
You should get a couple dollars though off this year because he bought the franchise in 2010. for $180 million.
You think he get a billion?
Worth like $1.7 billion now, so he can get a couple dollars.
A couple.
That's
wait.
These are my Carolina dreams, and if you from here, you know what I mean. I mean those Carolina dreams. Hey, yeah, coolin' and we mixin', everybody's feeling right.
Got you feeling right?
Out of town, they're texting me, they know my shit is tight.
Know my shit is tight.
Catch me in the Vista networking or mingling. But if I'm in 5 points, you know your boy is on that lead. These are my Carolina dreams. Yes, I said Carolina dream. And if you from it, you know what I mean. I mean those Carolina dreams. Just leaving the country and I'm headed to the beach. Very loud atmosphere, this gin is slurring my speech.
Slurring my speech.
Everywhere you look in Southern hospitality.
She got some nice styles on.
Gorgeous girls in bikinis and all of them won't be. These are my Carolina dreams. Yes, I said Carolina dreams. And if you from it, you know what I mean. I mean those Carolina dreams.
Carolina dreams.
Shagadelic feel, but your trunk still beating hard.
I'm at the beach ball.
Making money every way is how you play your cards.
Play your cards right.
Any shit I'm taking, there's no question I'm going. Not a confederate, but the South shall rise again. These are my Carolina dreams. Yes, I said Carolina dreams. And if you're from here, you know what I mean. I mean those Carolina dreams. Hey. Carolina, Carolina dreams, baby, Carolina dreams.
I can't be rocking no PA James over my watch.
He's bad.
Yeah, if I give some energy, bro. You know, enough about Jordan and, you know, the money and running it up. You know what I'm saying? I had to do with some energy, bro.
I got you.
See, we talked about Jordan and selling the team long enough. You know, we got cut off and all that stuff. So I just want to bring the people some energy back when we got back in here. You know, that's all.
I got you. You do it, and little baby definitely do it.
Yeah, money bag, little baby. Yeah, that gets it done for me, at least right now. But I think we're going to talk about a little bit of entertainment and some, you know, some stuff going on along the lines of that. I'll go first, you know, my mind. You know, TV series are my thing. You know, in the past, I've put us on some great shows. And Succession, final season is coming back. I can't wait to get into that. It's on HBO Max, the series name again is Succession. It's about a bunch of white folks based off of the Murdoch family. You know, the owner of Fox, owner of several different papers, like I guess New York Post and a bunch of Australian newspapers, European papers. The show is wild, bro. You know, it's about this you know, patriarchal character who's getting older, has some health issues, but runs this empire with an iron fist, you know, and pretty much who's going to be in line as far as his kids are concerned to be the one to take over and run the whole thing. And it just really gave you a good glimpse of insight into that what it means to be really white, for real, that white Anglo-Saxon Protestant type of thing, and also to be the 1%, you know, where you make a phone call, the president's talking to you directly. So it's interesting. I like it for the dynamics of that. But they're coming back. And I heard Boba Fett coming back on Disney Channel. That was great. Loved it. Mandalorian supposed to be coming back as well. Loved it. Loki, season 2 is coming back. All these shows are hitting all on Disney Plus. But Disney is out of here right now, for real, for real. People don't talk about it enough, but Disney really quietly has some bangers that's coming, or they've already made.
Man, they pushed Loki back for the summer, too. That shit's supposed to be this month.
Yeah, it's supposed to be this month, but it got pushed back. At least it ain't out of this year. Or in the fall, so I'm upset.
It's been almost 2 years now.
Has it?
Yeah, a year and a half.
Dang. Yeah, it's been some time. It's been some time. So you're right. But it's coming back. And you already know my show, Power. Not, you know, Ghost. Look, too. Tariq back up in the streets running.
Always got shit going on.
Bro, it ain't a good episode if my man ain't running on foot from one side of New York to the other side of New York with no car. I still don't know how to explain it. They don't even try to no more. I think he made a joke about it. But I'm always on Ghost 2, Book 2, rather. I never got into the BMF thing because I'm not in the stories where I'm already not in. I don't care how entertaining you make the in-between. I'm just not into it. And then it seems as though recently everybody been talking about how lackluster the performance has been as far as the actors go. So I think they had Young Miami in there. She never struck me as a thespian. But I guess it's a good look for her career. I mean, Monique supposed to get in this, you know, that's going to turn up because she's a great actress. Then Snoop, I heard, he's been up and down with his role. But the storyline I got from him, I heard, been crazy. So that's what's up. You watching any of them shows or you got anything?
Power, you're right about Power. Yo, that shit crazy. That nigga don't got a car. Damn. The nigga did say his money was messed up, though. He know he had been trying to save keep his mama and him hidden and all that. So I guess his money is messed up. I mean, really, he didn't need a car for anyway. He ride with old boy. Brave. He got an AMG.
Yeah, but I don't even know how much. I mean, I trust her. I trust her. You know what I'm saying? I trust her. But it's just, I don't know, man. Just the fact that he's starting to, his homeboy that is. What's his name again?
Brayden.
He's starting to learn what it really means to be in that life and be in that game. So he's taking things a little more seriously as before. In the past, it was more like it was just a rush, you know? But now he gets it, especially when he had to do that. I think last season really made him have to like prove like how involved he would do, because he could have walked away from it at a bunch of different times. You know what I'm saying?
But especially in that courtroom, where he sat up there and said he was the one that came up with everything, selling drugs and all that.
Yep. And don't forget about the time when he got put out there on the street by Bobby Brown, him and his brother.
Oh, yep.
Had to sell all that work that night on the street. He did it. Yeah.
Ass brother.
Yeah, brother was a punk. I always wanted to pick on him, but he was the one that was weak. But so yeah, like Brayden gets it now, but it's still, I wouldn't want to rely on that, because you know they remind you of Tommy and Ghost. That can go left or right any day. But I think they gotta get it back. But Brandon is just investing in getting a car. What he should do to clean that money, get a ride share business, bro.
I don't think he's thinking that way. They trying to pay off that one scary ass woman coming and cutting niggas' hands off and shit.
Hey, no spoilers, because you know it just came out.
Oh, I spoil it. They already talked about it on their podcast.
Well, I mean, okay, it's fine. All right. Yeah, I know you're an avid fan of their podcast. It is fire. Their pod is fire. But I'm just saying, dang, everybody ain't plugged in like that. But okay. Let it ride.
That's not going to spoil. Let's go watch
it. I wonder when they're going to have her on the pod. Or has she been on it yet?
Nah, she ain't been on it yet.
That's going to be a good one when she comes on. You get to like talk about her back. Her take on the character. Have they ever had Mary J on there?
Yeah, she went on there.
Well, I got to watch that. You know, I hate to admit, I got a little thing for Mary J. It ain't till she got older, though. Like, young Mary J can't do nothing for me. But this last 3 years, Mary J, I got this. Serious. I'm too serious. Man. The non-dancing stuff. I love it. Not needing everything. I love it. Anyway. You got any more shows, any more entertainment, maybe some video games or something like that?
Me and the blue thing, we watch that show Swarm on Amazon Prime.
I heard about that. That's the one that got Danielle Fishback.
Yeah, Chloe, like first episode, but it's like, yeah. So basically, like the concept of it is she's one of the mega fans to like this a singer, and it's to the point where she's one of those fans. It's to the point where you can't say nothing negative about her or she going to your ass, that type of thing.
Oh, so it's like a real life adaptation of maybe like Nicki's fans or Beyonce's fans, the Beehive, and
yeah, and that's the thing, they show a lot of like I thought it was like shade. Like they was throwing shade at Beyonce because it's called Swarm, and then it's a lot of B. They show, you know what I'm saying?
I get it now.
Of course, you know, you can go on Google and see. She likes the show. She, like, it's not any shade towards her, so it ain't got nothing to do with that. But it is the show get crazy. Bailey was getting all this backlash because she got a sex scene, but they don't even like show her naked, you know what I'm saying? They like they showing no breasts and no nothing like that.
So I mean,
she's an adult. I don't get it. The show is straight. The show.
Wait, so Chloe Bailey got a sex scene in there?
Yeah. Or...
Okay.
With
Long way from Grownish.
His name, I think, is Damien.
That's a long way from grown. She was not getting a bad beat out of that.
Yeah, nah, she was definitely getting a bad beat out of the straight back shots, but it
Wait, I got one more question. Was it like Lala on Power?
This is a little weird thing. No, it wasn't. Lala showed up. She ain't show none of that. I mean, her ass, that's it, but you know, seen that in her music videos.
But I was just trying to say though, because
no, it wasn't Lala. It wasn't. Lala, it wasn't
far when it came to getting smashed on camera. Now, like, it was pretty.
No, Holly Berry set the bar. She won Oscar.
See, I'm still tight about that. They're gonna give it an Oscar because she got plugged. And my guys in Chicago say, Billy Bob whooped her shit. That though, that's sad. All the great work she did put out.
Everybody got up and walked out that shit. I wouldn't blame her. That was my old lady.
Yeah, they didn't need to go that like that. But the whole synopsis of the show Swarm is about one in particular super fan or Stan.
Yeah,
and how she go off on stuff. So what, Chloe is a fan in that show too. Who is she? What's her character?
Her and what's the name? They sisters, but what's the name? Got adopted by Chloe's family. She got adopted.
Oh, adopted sister. Okay. I got you.
Yeah, they both love the artist about the same, but old girl just kind of goes. She go overboard.
Yeah, she's over the edge with it.
Long shot, boy. She go crazy.
It's giving me that movie. Remember that movie, The Fan? From back in 96? Like, back in the 90s? Robert De Niro, Wesley Snipes.
Oh, no, I know what you're talking about. That's what that movie was?
Huh? Yeah, man. I was like, because we were kids when that movie came out. Like, I knew I was like a solid 19 years old.
Maybe that's why. I know what movie you're talking about, though.
Yeah, The Fan with Robert De Niro. It's giving me that kind of vibe. But instead it's like a series, and it's about not a sports team, but an actual like musical flair.
Yeah,
that's what's up, though. I can rock with that. I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. You talked about Bel Air back too. Bel Air Thursdays.
Yep. Bel Air. I don't even know what. I'm on like episode 5 or something. Like, I don't even know what episode I'm on.
It's 5 episodes. That's it.
Yeah, I'm in it. I'm on it. This season has not been a letdown. It's been just as good as the first.
Yeah. They're doing a good job. They're twisting there every now and again. You?
Say again.
I said they've been doing a good job throwing a little twist in there every now and then. You think everything cool going right?
But yeah, I think the part about it I like the most is like how they're able to tie things and elements from the show, the sitcom, into the actual new show. You know, like Carlton, like one episode they had where Carlton, when they went to the bowling alley, Carlton was nice at bowling. Like that was a thing in the actual sitcom. You know what I'm saying?
He was about to quit school and all. Pins. I'm going to call them pins.
Yeah, ends. But I'm saying they actually was able to like put that in the episode as like a little reference. I like when they do little stuff like that. I think one time Lisa was saying what her middle name was Beulah. You know, like they were able to put that in there. So it's cool how they're able to take stuff from the previous show, even though this is a reboot, you know, it's a dramatic show. How they put that kind of stuff in the new one to make it more. Make it relevant. Stuff that they took like an episode to do, it may be like a line. But I still think it's cool. You know what I'm saying? How they do it.
Yeah, that's dope. I'm still not convinced about Jazz and Hillary being together. That shit messing me up. I ain't gonna lie. Every
really?
Time I was like, bro, this shit ain't supposed to be like this.
Nah. To me, it makes it better because it makes more sense. I feel like her evading and running away from Jazz that long didn't make sense in the show. Like, Jazz would have had more options or just would have left it alone at a certain point. He wasn't that hard up. You know what I'm saying? Or either she would have really, she would have got broken down like he broke her down. Like, the fact that she was just, like, not interested and then it became more of a thing between him and Uncle Phil than even Hillary no more, that didn't make sense to me. But just my take. But
I ain't gonna do no spoiler on that because that episode just came out.
It's crazy how Coco's so much taller though, boy. That's crazy.
A lot told you she had them heels on his ass.
Ooh, she's tough. She is tough. I will not lie. Coco, playing Hillary, she's tough. You know how I feel about a nice chocolate tank. You know, ooh. Breathe, stretch, shake. Mm. Her and then Justina Sky on Grownish, she's tough too. I love my chocolates. You know what I'm saying? I love my caramel browns, you know, my chocolates. Anytime I see a chocolate sister on TV, a nice brown skin sister, you know, it does sound tell me something. I think she's a singer too, so that's what's up.
A singer or a singer? Sing?
I think Coco sings a little better, but she still sings. She sings.
Okay.
But I think she's a little younger than Coco, too. If not, maybe around the same age. I think she's a little younger. But both are strong. Both are strong. You know, I love SZA. That's my first wife. love SZA. That's my first wife. And of course, that is the love of my life. You know? So. All the chocolate things. Just sit them on. They can sing, and they chocolate, and they find me. Don't worry about it. You ain't got to even prepare. Don't even worry yourself. Send it to me.
My man.
And that's another thing. Stay off my women pages, bro. Every time I look up, I'm trying to lock something. It's already hearted by Chuck. Man, bro. Back up. We good.
I went on. I go on their page, and I don't see no pictures of you on there, man. So it ain't your woman.
Wow, you want to take it?
Okay.
they're my women, are they enough, are we together because I say so? I think you should respect that as being my friend.
You sound like an old girl from some forum. All
right, move on. Moving right now.
Maybe we'll get into some King Convo.
Yeah, let's get into a King Convo. For this episode, I thought about it. I got a good topic. It was between one and the other. I've narrowed it down. What I'm going to go with. Could you date, marry a woman who makes more money than you? Like $20,000 difference at least. Getting your statement on is what I'm thinking.
Oh yeah, that's an easy one there, bro.
Is it? Why so easy?
Yeah. Bring that money on.
Wow.
I'm going to be the supporter, babe. Yeah. I got you, babe. You are doing your thing. You know what I'm saying?
Go, hey, baby.
Yeah.
That's you.
It's on Instagram. Us.
Say what?
Us out there in the beach.
Say what? You gonna be over there posting? You gonna be posting all that?
Vacation, we out there. What you talking about?
Vacation? Are you gonna put the emoji? The emoji face over her?
Hell no. Let that shine.
No, I'm saying though, because you know the ones, most chicks who do that, you know what you talk about. They normally they put the emoji over their face. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, you gonna take it all that way? You gonna take it that far?
Nah, bro. Need everybody to know.
So it wouldn't bother your ego or nothing like that?
Nope. I mean, you gonna say your girl make money for you? So? You one and the same anyway when you marry you get together. It's not really about who makes more. It's like how much y'all make together. That's how they look at the household anyway.
Right. But everybody not running to get married either.
Our bills paid.
What you gotta do to even get to the point of getting married. So if you just dating or in a relationship.
Oh,
you're not gonna tell me that could take a toll on it.
It's gonna be like on a sense of just you said just like a $30,000. Ain't like she worth a whole million.
At least $30,000.
Okay, yeah. See that's not a bad. That's really not a bad gap. But if she making like 2.5 million, you making say 80 or 90, nigga. I mean that's a big gap. But 30. Nah, it can't be.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm kind of getting at. Like, bro, I said she makes at least $30,000 more than you.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I ain't got no problem with that. I don't know.
That means she can make a million more than you, or she can make a million more than you. Like, it varies.
I wouldn't have an issue with it, that money in the house.
I mean, are you serious? Like, I mean, because what about dudes? I mean, I know how you are, and I know how I am. What another man say about me and my household or my situation, I really ain't gonna take too much stock in that. But we are human at the end of the day. It's gonna be somebody who's gonna say something where it can kind of penetrate. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, okay. You know how dudes make slick comments like, oh, I didn't think you'd be like that. You know, I didn't think you would let her wear the pants and you following. I thought you was the head and da 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 da. You know how dudes get. And I'm saying, and the thing about it is, it ain't that every dude that says it or has a comment really matters. It could be that one. You know what I'm saying? That one dude you kind of respect or hold in a high regard that kind of make a comment and be like, damn, you know, it kind of dumb. So that wouldn't get to you at all? Like,
nah, and especially, it wouldn't. And then especially if me and whoever the woman is, if our relationship is good, and you know what I'm saying, we vibing, taking care of each other, stuff like that. You really into it. Everything is good on that aspect. Why let outside source come and tell you, man, like you said, you gonna let her good thing because of a comment that somebody else made. It's hard to ask me something like that because I don't care what people think. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody, you always gonna have somebody that's gonna think something negative about you. It's never gonna be, you know what I'm saying, with rainbows and unicorns, all that mess. you're always gonna have somebody that has something negative. So to me, I don't care what you think. I'm gonna live my life the way I live it. You live your life the way you live
it. Right.
She
right.
Make money, now, oh well.
Yeah, and I get it. That's why I said I know that about you. So it ain't even a thing of like, I know you're not a follower or a listener type of thing. But it's, you know, somebody can say something and be like, ooh, you know, that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? I was just thinking like that. And you're not a dude that's kind of ruled or ran by your ego.
Yeah.
So I get it. I mean, it makes sense to me. I mean, as for me, I think it depends on the person, like the woman. You know what I'm saying? Because if she's comfortable and she's cool enough or she's strong enough to do it, I'm with it. You know what I mean? Because like you were saying, I'm not into having my household or what I got going on being just like everybody else. Excuse me. You know, I'm really not into that. I'm into what works for me and makes me and her happy. You know what I'm saying? Whether that be her continue to make more money or if it switches and I'm the one to make the money. Or however, it's about what makes us happy, what works for us. You know what I'm saying? I don't subscribe to like what's normal, quote unquote, or what's regular or what's supposed to do type thing. So I kind of feel sorry for dudes who kind of subscribe to that old style of thinking. Like, you gotta allow yourself to come out, let yourself out the box. You know what I'm saying? If you being a supportive partner or you know what I'm saying, boyfriend, husband, whatever, like, you gotta be secure in yourself enough to know that is enough for you enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's what really makes it for me. Now, if the person I'm dating that turns out to us dating and getting to know each other, she immature about it, immature with it, or got some kind of like, you know, old school notions about it, where she feel like she's making $180,000 and need somebody to make more and da 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 da, that probably won't last. You know what I'm saying? Because first of all, I ain't a lot of people making almost $200,000. I had to make at least $200,000, you know, something to make more than that person. And her to feel like I really making a lot of money. So that's like realism on that is low. And second, I just let me know where like we not evenly yoked in that regard. You know what I'm saying? Or you're not aligned with our you know, in our ideology. So that would be a red flag to let me know like this probably ain't gonna be a relationship or worthwhile investing in unless she's able to make growth change.
You're correct about that. I agree with you.
Oh, yeah, but you know, you got these women out here that be talking about, you got to make this. You ain't doing that. It's giving broke boy energy. You know, all of that. I'm not even interested in dating nobody who even has that vernacular, you know, has that terminology on the front of their brain or the tip of their brain. So, I mean, because you always joke with me about, you know, like at one time I had a proclivity for birds, you know, and a lot of them think that way, but I never took them serious though. So I already knew what time I was on in regards to like their thinking and things that they would say, but never in a serious type of relationship type of thing. It was more or less like for the time being we hanging, we chilling. So okay.
Very understandable, because like you're saying, as far as like I'm guessing that comes with a maturity level, because really shouldn't even matter if that person is actually putting forth effort to the best of their ability with a job and they got a steady income and a job. Because there's a lot of niggas out here just, as we, not doing nothing.
Oh, nah, they doing something. They paying for their place to stay with D.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They got women, bro. That's all.
What? That's a much harder situation to be than just going out there and being productive and being a member of society. To me, you know, you got to pay for where you stay, where you live, and everything with straight D. That's it. Man, why you put that kind of pressure on yourself, bro?
Yeah, I ain't about that life. I'm about that life at all.
No. But I will say though, I'm not opposed to. Like I said, I say it again. I ain't opposed to it because. You know, she can put me on that. She can hold me down. You know, not just hold me down like that. I'm going to do my thing and do my part in the relationship however we decide to define it. But as far as the money and everything go, I'm not going to be hurt. I'm not going to be looking like that. In fact, I'm just going to be like, on my grind trying to see if you're going to put me on the 401k, you know, the health insurance plan. You know what I'm saying? Is you going to put me down in a trust? You know, where? I mean, are we going to get to that level? So I'm trying to do this.
Nigga, hold on, stop. They keep going. You can lose your life, but it's going to keep going.
I'll get you the money, you know what I'm saying?
Why not risk life when it's going to keep going? When you die, somebody
you
else was born. But at least we got to say we ran out the digital, we ran out the money, we ran out the...
That's all. I'm running them digits.
Got you, bro. Got to do it.
Thank you for being a friend. Let me be myself. You know I had to play the song. I had a whole song and everything. You know I had to get it out.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, the whole song.
Yeah, man. Digits, man, running it up, bro. Horses don't stop. They keep going. You don't feel me. You ain't about it. You don't. You wouldn't understand. Well, I think that's it for us and the Carolina Kings tonight, especially as if for the King Convo. You got socials and stuff you want to give out, man, where they can reach you and how they can get with you, bro.
Same old, same old. Chuck 2986.
Same old.
No,
you doing any Twitch right now?
No, who is he? I got a little something. It's the same thing on Twitch. I got a little something, man.
Okay, okay.
Life is rough gaming.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
Little sop. Yeah, I like that, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. That's fire. Life is rough gaming. Y'all follow and check that out. You can always follow me at. Hold on. I gotta give my favorite voice.
You can always follow me at EACG32 on Instagram. You know, you can follow the Carolina Kings page on Facebook. You can follow Carolina Kings on Instagram as well. It's Carolina _ 803_919. And we're going to have a voicemail number on this episode so y'all can call in. Let us know your feedback. Let us know what you like, don't like. Answer to the King Convo. We'll just get interactive with us. I know y'all like this baby voice because I'm cool. And I'm a baby.
They're not taking you serious, bro.
I don't care. I take myself serious. You know, I just told y'all I don't care what people think.
I don't take you serious either.
That's not. You always been a hater. Now you hating on babies. Small children.
I've never been a hater.
Alright, well.
Carolina Kings, you already know the vibes. You know what it is. I'm EA. It's Carolina Kings, boy. You know the vibes.